Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm fast, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Navigator, and you're tuned in to Emphatic Wednesdays with M, the Queen, the Queen, the Queen, the Queen.
What's up, world? It's your girl, M, the Queen, also your Carolina Peach, tuning in on another Emphatic Wednesday. Yes, yes, y'all, it's Emphatic Wednesday today, and let me tell y'all, for the next 2 hours, we have a really, really great show. We're going to do the same thing we always do here at Lawless. We're going to bring you some underground unsigned music. And also, we have a lovely, gorgeous, beautiful guest. Man, we have Shamir Nicole repping the DMV area. Y'all, let me tell you, this chick can spit. Yo, I mean, like, I've heard her stuff, like, a while back, and then I went back and listened to more of her stuff, you know, like in the past couple of days. I'm like, yo, this chick is the real deal. I mean, it's like everyone knows Lil' Kim and Eve are my favorite artists, and she just reminds me of that DMV, you know, version of Eve. I mean, like, she is raw. I mean, her delivery, she is just, like, fantastic. She's a real MC, so she'll be joining us tonight, and I'm so excited to have her on the show, y'all. I mean, man, you know, guys out there, tell your friends if you're listening to tune in. Man, she's a hottie. But like I said, for the next 2 hours, we're going to be playing your underground unsigned artist, man. And like I said, you know, I'm just feeling so good today. I mean, I'm always feeling good. I'm always pumped when it's, you know, Emphatic Wednesday because, you know, this is my show. This is my baby. This is my thing, you know, by myself. So, You know, it's nothing like this feeling. I'm telling you, I still feel blessed. I got to say this every single time. I still feel blessed, you know, to be doing this. Man, we got a topic tonight. I got to go ahead and get into the topic because we do have a guest, and I'm not trying to go over, you know, the guest minutes, you know, the guest time here. I want her to, you know, spend as much time on, you know, on the show for the next 2 hours, you know, telling us what, you know, she's all about. We're going to play her music, and also, you know, just definitely want to just tune into what she's got going on, you know, for the future. So definitely. Topic, y'all, and I got to know. I mean, y'all tell me because I don't damn know. Is fondling and oral sex considered cheating? I must know. I got to know. And I know we've all been hit with this situation before, whether it's a man or a woman, but we've all been, you know, hit with this situation where, you know, you got somebody that's trying to get at you. But you know, they're married, you know, that's forbidden, and you can't really, you know, we've all done it. I mean, you know, we've done it. I'll just say that. A lot of, and more often than not, and more people have done it than not, you know, dated or, you know, have had sex with someone that was married. Whether you're willing to admit it or not, that's on you. That's your problem. That's your business. Ain't none of my business. But anyway, you know, definitely, you know, I mean, I've been hit with this situation so many times, I can't tell you, you know, where I've met someone, you know, I actually like the person. I mean, I'm really, really digging the person, you know, just to find out, you know, they are married or they told me they're married. But then, you know, we wind up, you know, chilling. You know, sometimes, you know, even if the older, you know, you know, the person tell you that they married and stuff, you still, you know, especially if it's a friend, someone you've known for quite some time, you're not just going to, you know, just like, okay, well, you married, you know, I can't hang out with you. I mean, it's not that simple. I mean, it can be that simple, but it's usually not that simple to somebody that you know. And then, you know, you're in a situation where you're in a room by yourself or, you know, in a setting where, you know, there's no one around, so just the two of you, no sound, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, things start happening, you know. Especially, you know, if there's an attraction there already, you know, that's the prerequisite, you know what I'm saying, the attraction. And then you sit up here like, okay, he is looking mighty fine tonight. I know he's married, but I'm not even thinking about that right now. He's looking really, really fine right now. And he's looking like, man, she's looking beautiful and sexy. And then, you know, next thing you know, you start getting into a situation where you're kissing. You know, kissing, you know, kind of loosens you up, just like alcohol. You know what? I've never even actually equated the two. Never even done this in my life, but I kind of equate, you know, kissing to alcohol. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like when you drink alcohol and stuff, yeah, you know.
This your boy, Lil Nabby, a.k.a.
You basically, you know, you start loosening up, you know. That's when you start getting that liquid courage, you know. But with kissing, it's a little bit different. You're not getting liquid courage, you're getting sexual courage and sexual urge. I try to say that in my sexy voice, in my Earth the Kid voice, but I know the epic fail. But anyway, I'm still sexy regardless. But anyway, but yeah, definitely, you know, you start the kissing. Next thing you know, the man, you know, more often than not, putting his hand on that thigh. Ladies, y'all know how that go. Put the hand on your thigh. He's rubbing that thigh, you know, just basically trying to get that, you know, that the inside of that thigh to start jumping. You know how it works. We know how anatomy, you know, works and how the body works. And then, you know, he works up from the thigh up to the boobage. Y'all know, ladies, you know, and men even know this. That's why they do it. It's a strategy, y'all. It's a strategy. You know, they work up to the boobage, and then they start rubbing the boobs and stuff. And well, no, first they start unbuttoning your shirt, or if you have on a pullover, you know, they're, you know, just kind of sliding their hand up under the pullover, and you know, start rubbing, and then they start rubbing, they start just kind of like dissecting it, and you know, then they, you know, go from palming it to taking that one finger and just like going around the areola. I'm going to use the actual biological term here, okay? The scientific term is called areola. I'm not going to use anything else other than that. But, you know, the rubbing around the areola, and then next thing you know, I mean, you start feeling throbs and places that you know you're not supposed to be feeling. So, and then, you know, and then they start back kissing you again. And if they've ever stopped, you know, so you already got the lips on you. You already kind of, you know, got some tongue action possibly going on. And then you have someone rubbing on the boobage area, the areola and stuff. Come on now. You know getting well is going to lead to something else. It's going to lead to something else unless you just, like, you know, unless you, okay, you know what, I'm gonna say this. Unless you like me, I know when to stop someone. I ain't going to lie. I know how to stop a situation. I might have, you know, been in the past, you know, not saying in recent years, but in the past, you know, young and dumb, or not even young and dumb, but, you know, young, or just, you know, in a, you know, just single. You know, I've been in situations where I said, you know what, this is going too far. You know, I know what this is leading to. I know how I'm feeling right now, so let's just go ahead and just let make this stop. Let's just stop. Let's chill out. Let's just watch a movie. Let's just have another drink, or maybe not have another drink. You know, let's do something different than what we're doing right now. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, the question really is fondling and oral sex considered cheating? I can honestly say I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know, because, you know, kissing is kissing. I mean, it is. I mean, because kissing doesn't necessarily have to lead to something else. You know, in my book it doesn't. I can't speak for anyone else, but I can speak for M, the queen. It doesn't always lead to something else. If you want it to, then it will. But if you just want to just feel that, you know, sometimes you just want to feel that affection for just a few moments and then just let it go. You know, but then you have to be careful who you know, in the situation with, because the other person, the other guy, and females too, females are just as aggressive as men. I know some. You know, you'd be in a situation where that person is like, baby, you've come too far now. You done got me all this, that, and the third. You know, no, you can't do that, and I ain't playing that. You know what I'm saying? Then it starts turning into a situation it shouldn't turn into. And this happened more with friends, more often than with, you know, two strangers or two people just going out on a date for the first time. You know, trust me, I've heard the stories. I mean, we've all been in these situations. So you can't, you know, there's not many people out there that can't say they have not. So, you know, you got to be real with yourself and, you know, be real with yourself and be real with M the Queen and call in. You got the number 646-478-5209, and let me know what you think, because I need to know, because, you know, M is single now. You know, I'm going to put it out there. I was in a relationship, you know, someone 10 and a half years younger, didn't work out, you know, but it's all good. I ain't crying. I didn't cry, and I'm not even worried. I'm not thinking about it, but, you know, I'm back in on the market, and, you know, people know it. Some people know it, and, you know, even when I wasn't even on the market, you know, guys still, you know, guys, men are men. You know, guys are guys. It is what it is. And, you know, just, you know, kind of, you know, got a situation going on, you know, where someone really, really, really feeling me, you know. I mean, I'm in the queen. I put it out there. You know, I don't put out names, but I put out situations, because this show, you know, is all about being real, because M is all about being real. I'm not saying go out here and tell your business. That's not what I'm asking you to do, and that's not what I do. But sometimes, you know, I can't, you know, I have situations where, okay, I can't really make a decision because I need some help. I need someone to reach out to me. I need to reach out to someone else, and maybe they can give me some kind of feedback or some kind of scenario that make me, you know, either sway my decision or whatever the case may be. You know, whatever the case may be. So, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm in a situation, you know, I'm not in a situation. I won't say that. Not in a situation at all. But, you know, I kind of got a situation where, you know, someone is feeling me. You just found that person is married. And I knew the person was in a relationship. But, you know, marriage is a totally, totally different thing. So I'm just sitting up here like, oh, goodness, like, you know, and it's any cool guy. God knows he's a cool guy. I have nothing but respect for him. You know, even though, you know, he's trying to step outside of his marriage and probably have before, you know, I still, it doesn't make me disrespect him. You can't, you never know what's going on in a situation. You never know what's going on in a marriage to make a person step out and whatever they do. You know, you just never know. I'm not condoning it. Don't think for one second that I am condoning it. That's not what I'm doing. You know, I'm just basically just saying, you know, sometimes you don't know what a situation, you know, is. You know, you just don't know. And sometimes people step out, you know, to clear their head, and then they go back and they realize once they clear their head and do what they do, they realize, okay, I love this person more than I thought I loved them. You know, I really do. I'm in love with this person, and I just couldn't imagine, you know, just like, you know, I just couldn't imagine myself without the person who I truly love, or my wife or my husband, you know. So I just needed a time to breathe, you know. Couples, after a while, from what I understand, I've been married before. I'm divorced. I've been divorced for 14 years, but I've been engaged since, but have not been remarried. But I could tell you this. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like a judgment call. It's more or less on what you feel is right in your heart. Me, you know, what's right in my heart is not to, you know, go sleep with someone else's husband. That's not what's right in my heart. I can be very, very honest about that. But, you know, I mean, at the same token, you know, when you have someone that desires you so much and you desire them too, and you're so attracted to each other, it's just kind of hard to, like, you know, in that person's presence, you know, presence not, you know, just not act, you know, not act upon it, you know, not say anything, not do anything. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, and, you know, I see I have a caller from 908. That looks like New Jersey. I'm looking at the board, and it looks like Blog Talk is acting up, but I'm going to see if I can try to bring this person in. 908, I'm going to put you on the line. 908. Let's see if you can come in.
What up,
908, do I have you on the line?
Yeah, what's good?
What's good? Who do I have on the line, 908, New Jersey?
Yeah, it's Jersey Resistance Movement. Just calling up to show some love and support what y'all doing over there. You know, I've been trying to get around to showing y'all some love, but I've been busy with my schedule. But y'all know me as REZ The Resistance on Facebook, Resistance Movement, at The Resistance on Twitter. What's good? It's Deck 5.
No doubt. Well, you know, hey, nice to, you know, put a voice to a Facebook, you know, face and Facebook page, because you're one of my Facebook friends as well. And I know exactly who you are. I really appreciate, you know, the love, you know, just calling in. Yeah, I was just talking about a topic. Yo, maybe, you know what, you a dude, so maybe you can help me out here. I was just talking about, you know, I have a topic tonight of, is fondling and oral sex considered cheating? Rez, tell me what you think.
Listen, I'm married for 18 years with my wife, so cheating is never the case. I would never cheat on my wife. I married my true love, my the love of my life, so I would never consider cheating. If I was a cheater, I would never got married. So this is really not my topic. I'm just calling up to show some love and some support. You know what I'm saying? I love what y'all doing. I can't wait to get some music to y'all. And, you know what I'm saying, we keep the love in rotation. You hear me?
No doubt. Well, you know how to get the music to us. You know, just send your edited music to music@lawlessradio.com, and definitely, you know, I'll get you played. And actually, you know, I'll take it a step further and have you on the show, you know, and get that music played. And, you know, if you got some artists that, you know, you produce. And I think you're a producer as well, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm a producer as well. And any artists out there is more than welcome to come mess with the movement. I got a studio out in Jersey, so, you know, love is love. You know what I mean?
Well, tell us how we can hear your music and how we can hear some of your products.
Well, you can hear my music. I got a SoundCloud page. Just you can pretty much Google Resistance Movement, REZISTANCE. We spell resistance with a Z, so, you know what I'm saying, just Google Resistance Movement, and that'll show you exactly where you need to go. And, You know, my name is Deck 5, so you can actually put Deck 5, DEK5, in the YouTube and check out some of my videos. We got work out there, so, you know, and I'm open to work with any artist out there, any budget. We don't discriminate. You know, love is love, like I said, you know, and I salute y'all. You know what I'm saying? Lawless Radio, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just on the check-in because I've been meaning.
Let me ask you this, since I have you on the phone, you know, now that I know that you, now I knew you were a producer, but I wanted to make sure before I just actually just assumed it. But now, do you just do rap or do you do, now I'm not an artist, you know, I'm an artist myself. Aside from being, the host of the Emphatic, you know, show, I'm also a singer and songwriter. So, and I'm not an R&B singer. I just sing a whole genre, a lot of genre of music. I call Afro pop, which I am the queen of Afro pop. So do you do pop and soul and, you know, can you do a little classic rock? Can you do all that kind of stuff or do you do it?
Well, this is what we do. I manage 5 artists as well, and I got a Jamaican artist that does the reggae scene. He does like a hardcore hip-hop Jamaican reggae type. I got a reggaeton artist for the Spanish crowd. I got an R&B singer. And I'm just, like I said, I'm open to work with any artist. I don't discriminate. I love music. I love what I do. And I love what y'all doing over there. Just keep the media thing popping and keep it positive, and you're always going to have my support.
Wow. Absolutely. Well, let me just tell you now, I mean, later on this year, y'all, we got some great news. We got some really huge, you know, news that we're going to unveil. We can't just unveil it just now. Just know that, you know, Lawless Entertainment in a whole, we about to take it to a whole nother level. And I appreciate people like you calling in and showing your love, you know. I mean, we appreciate when people just call, you know. And, you know, you know people call and you know, once you click on, you know, live and, you know, they don't say nothing and stuff, you know, people act like they're scared to, you know, talk. And I don't get that because my thing is we can't see you. You know, but you know,
nah, it's all good.
You know, you're a businessman, you know, you got something to promote, and I appreciate you coming on our show and see, you know, seeing fit in us to promote your, you know, your music and what you got going on. I really appreciate that. I mean, definitely from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, but it's bigger than just me promoting my music. It's about promoting the movement that we got going on, all of us as a whole, because we all trying to do big things and trying to get the positiveness out there. So that's what I'm pretty much doing by calling up and, you know, spreading the love. I'm not really just trying to plug myself because, you know, I do that every day on the regular. I'm just trying to plug all of us. You know what I'm saying? All of us showing that love and just keep doing what you're doing and keep doing it how you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? And you're always going to have the love of the people and people always going to support you. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to say that, give y'all that peace and, you know what I'm saying? Much respect and love. You heard? Deck 5, Resistance
Absolutely. Movement. Hashtag salute, no doubt. Well, y'all, that was Rez, the Resistance, calling in from Jersey. I mean, I appreciate that. I really, really do. And y'all, we about
to get
into some music. Then we're going to get back into our topic. And then we're going to bring on our guest, Miss Beautiful, Gorgeous MC, FemC, Shamir Nicole, no doubt. It's Lawless, baby.
That's what's up.
I'm out here looking for my main chick. Yup. I think I got her. We'll see. Let's go. Let's play my date, man. Yup. Here you go. Here you go. Come on.
I need a main chick. Hold on, hold me down. Compliment my swag and always be around. All about a dollar, she gon' play around.
I need a magic for me.
I'm looking for my corporate thug. I'm going. I see my bee, I'm her day, so what's next? To top it all off, she likes rough ass sex, yes. Kinda sedity, I like how that ass is jiggle. Take care of home, request that you ask, that's simple. I'm a breadwinner, bona fide hustler. I move what I work, I tell you cause I trust ya. My franchise player, my point guard, a center. No need to draft a rookie cause my role player's a winner.
I need a main chick, hold on, hold me down. Compliment my swag and always be around. All about a dollar, she don't play around.
Girl's perfect, no need to Photoshop her. The curl of her lips, the tats up her side. The dimples on her cheeks, the sandals on her pretty feet. A few flaws, but the benefits are plentiful. The story that we share makes the outcomes memorable. I do for her, she do for me, the same conclusion. Y'all copy what we had, can't keep up because we're moving. We're like the stories in your favorite author's book. Yeah, she tells me that I'm charming, I tell her she's a crook. I tell her she my Michelle Obama swag, perfect. Inauguration ball, first dance, it was worth it. The keys to the city, my last name's for grab. Chopping down that Fips, Fendi, Prada, Gucci bag. Was you to my last breath. You're a part of my rib and half of my kid.
I need a main chick, hold on, hold me down. Compliment my swag and always be around. All about a dollar, she don't play around.
My main chick, the reason I keep my sneakers nice. Okay. She walks the walk, keeps me striving to the top. She's boosting up my legacy like Diddy to the rock.
The rock.
Hey, you got a main chick? I think I got one.
You might be a keeper. Might be.
Oh, that guitar sounds so good.
Yes, it does. I think I'm gonna take the next few bars off.
Yeah, I know that was me.
Billy Ray and the Valentine.
I need a main chick. Hold on, hold me down. Compliment my swag and always be around. All about a dollar, she don't play around. I need a main chick for me.
And you serve the net in time, I love you.
Yeah, Piano Man, Lawless Entertainment.
The way we started was a trip though. The first night you brought the places on my body to put your lips on. My body was my main shit. By my side of the studio, watching as I made it. Every day was like a weekend. Maybe sleeping in like I'm tired from a long night of freaking. There was nothing I wouldn't do for you. Never thought I'd be the one you throw them deuces to. Never thought I had these cold days and long nights. Never thought I'd be like Jigga making songs cry, damn it, hope to hear you call me out as the wrong guy, but then what might have you standing in a long line? There's a line for my time, and time waits for nobody. Lying about the times I don't feel for your body. Who's gonna be the one to love you if I can't love you? Who's gonna kiss you and caress you, touch you, rub you, hug you? It's ironic, huh? The aftermath got me tripping like the chronic. Yeah, I have to laugh, can't be dwelling on the past. Head to the sky like a Murph wind. Fired up from these words that your curse sent. Feel these broken wings so your boy can fly again. Now I'm hesitant, I'm giving love a try again. I hear you talking, whatever you say, yo. It looks like another love technical KO. Maybe one day soon, you'll see pupil to pupil with boo. Until that day, you just do what you do, what you do. Cause today I feel delusional, you get confused. With that sweetest taboo, so is this a crime that I want you back to me? Or maybe love just ain't what it's cracked to be. Who's gonna be the
one to love you. If I can love you, who's gonna kiss you and caress you and touch you, rub you and hug you? Once, twice, three times a lady, three times my best friend, three times my baby. Six times a week, we be three times lovemaking. Sometimes with clothes on, sometimes we're naked. Sometimes you tried us and no times we made it. Sometimes I can't leave it, sometimes I can't take it. One thing's for certain, it's real, I can't fake it. But maybe we should take this music and baby face it. Who you gonna hug if you're not as tall as me? Who's gonna answer when your body's calling me? Who can I run to when I need love? Hell, I guess it's off the checkup when I need grub. I'ma miss you later, but on the real, I miss you now. I wish I made the time back then to kiss you. Why? Who's gonna be the one to love? If I can't love you, who's gonna kiss you and caress you, touch you, rub you and hug you? It's kinda hard for me to finish this verse. Impress me if you can find a way to finish the hurt. Replenish my worth, my minute, but my feelings is hurt. Wanna put my 1985 below again in reverse, Not back to the future, but back to when I had you here. Sexing on me like Rob Schneider on that bathroom. I'm an animal, yes, baby, B. Smith, Judy. Kisses from a cutie and the visits from your booty, ooh. Truly, I done not got myself emotional. Wish I never met you, take that back, cause that's not kosher, huh? Hope you're happy, man, think about you all the time. Feel my inspiration for my lyrical lines. Tell me who's gonna be the one to love. If I can't love you, who's gonna kiss you and caress you, touch you, rub you and hug you? Who's gonna be love? If I can't love you, who's gonna kiss you and caress you, touch you, rub you and hug you, huh?
Go around. good. Hey.
So wrong. She say I'm a dog, but I guess I ought to get my robe on. Colder than a polar, sipping cola in a snowstorm. Choking my opponents, leave their head hurt, so warm. Get the party jumping like a gun pop. This is what I eat, so an NPC is like my lunchbox. My style left a sign on the door. It said don't knock. Women say they love him, they like OMG, he's so hot. If you love a fight, I'd be like, you better go, boy. Cause my goon's deeper than James Earl Jones, boy. You a soft pet. I'm a known threat. Beat every song like Donkey Kong's chest. Truthfully, I tell you no lies. The people call me Mr. Big and it's because of my size. Somewhat a surprise, yeah, it's one heck of a sight. And now she on me trying to get my TNT to ignite. Doing things I don't think that I should. Catch me playing lame with my hand on wood. So sick, man, got a brother like, tell me, is that bad? Bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Bad, 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 super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, they like when I get up on it. I'm so bad, yeah, I'm bad to the bone, yeah. Uh-huh, bad, bad, bad. Super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Your girl play my song, she get super duper hype. Money sky high, yours oompa loompa hype. Grow a money tree where I eat the fruit of life. Ballin' all day, sleep walking through the night. Heavyweight champ, ain't no stealing my belt. Lock the bathroom door, cause yo, I'm feeling myself. That's what I do, rock a lot of jewels, lot of ice. Bed intruder, homie, hide your chick, hide your wife. Get your weight up or get ate up. Life is a chick and I need money to date her. I ain't got class but getting women's a major. No memory card, so I guess I won't save her. I got a lot of haters right here in the front row, but they will never convo with their head honcho. I ain't Japanese but they call me Hungo, Hungo. Looking for some young jumbo. Okay, bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, bad, 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 super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, they like when I get up on it. I'm so bad, yeah, I'm bad to the bone, yeah. Uh-huh, bad, bad, bruh. Super duper, super duper, yeah, super duper. Uh-huh. I'm fresh to death, yeah, I'm a dead man walking. Fresher than a suit and bow tie, die sucker. Like assalamu alaikum, bean pie, my brother. Bad to the biz on, I yell and I holler. Yeah, I'm super duper bad and I'll be better tomorrow. Go ahead. Bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, bad, 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 super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, they like when I get up on it. I'm so bad, yeah, I'm bad to the bone, yeah. Uh-huh, bad, bad, bruh. Super duper, super duper, yeah, super duper. Uh-huh.
Yes, 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 y'all. I am back. I am M the Queen, your one and only host of Emphatic Show on LawlessRadio.com. Yes, she is I and I am her. Yes, she did that. I'm going to pull that Tamar Braxton out. She did that. All right. Yo, I just played Shane Donovan, main chick. You know, Shane Donovan is definitely part of our Lawless family here. Also played Who's Gonna Love You, Piano Man, featuring a Babyface Sample, Who's Gonna Love You. He's also Lawless Entertainment family, so shout out to both of them. I played Round with my boy out of Memphis, Tennessee, Most Valuable Mac, my favorite artist to work with, no doubt. Love him, love him. And also, I play Super Bad by M.I.C. Y'all, let me tell you, that song that just played Super Bad, I be in here, y'all, just jamming. I just love that beat, the bass line and everything. I be thinking about some Snoop Dogg stuff, yo. Like, that song is, like, seriously hot to me. Like, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But I see my 252 caller has come back in. Let's see if we can get you back on because Dog Talk is acting crazy today. I don't know what's going on, but we're gonna see. We're going to try to straighten this out before this show is over within this 2 hours because I like to do things right. I like to do things correct and on point. 252, who we got on the line?
Yeah, what's up? It's Big Sis. This is Flo the Pro, girlie. How you doing?
Flo the Pro. Hey, baby, how you doing? North Carolina. I'm telling y'all, 252, let me just let y'all know,
right.
That's Eastern North Carolina. That's my home. That's my area. So that's representing, yo, Flo the Pro. Yo, what it do, yo?
Ain't nothing happening. Hey, look, I just called to give you a big shout-out, tell you keep representing hip-hop, representing NC, Atlanta, worldwide. Give you a big shout out for doing your thing, representing hip hop underground. Just telling you, keep it pushing, keep representing. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that, and you keep doing your thing too, y'all. Flo the Pro, you know, he sent me some tracks. I got to get on it, you know, to feature on, and you know, to write too, because you know, at the end of the day, I am a singer songwriter. I am an artist, so you know, he sent me some hot stuff, and I'm so busy, y'all. I'm telling you, like. Y'all can't imagine my world. You know, I work for Lawless Entertainment. Not only do I host this show, Emphatic Show, but I also write an article or column for Lawless Entertainment Magazine called M the Queen's View, and I also have been awarded another article in the magazine starting this month. So I am super busy, but I love it. And, you know, I definitely got to get around to it because I definitely, you know, we definitely got to do some stuff because, yo, this is Flo the Pro out of North Carolina, and he's hot, y'all. He's up and coming. He's underground, unsigned. At least I don't know that he's unsigned. I don't know. Let me not speak, but I know he's underground for now. But he's definitely somebody to look out for. So I really appreciate that love, Flo. I mean, like, really, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate that.
No doubt. Hey, you keep doing your thing. Keep representing. That's all I'm going to say. And you got Eastern North Carolina locked in with you. And I'm going to tell the world before I'm out, Flo up. I holler.
Well, not only that, wait a minute. You got to tell people how to listen to your music, how we can check out your joints.
Okay, no doubt. I ain't gone yet then. Check me out at www.reverbnation.com/flotapro. That's FLODAPRO.com. Y'all holler at me. It's simple. Just come to the Reverb Nation. Check me out. I'm in the work. I got a lot of work. I'm working on a lot right now. I'm in I can't express all of that right now because we live. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm working on
that. What's up?
Y'all going to hear me in a little bit.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, I can't wait. Well, y'all, that's Flo the Pro. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. I appreciate the love. And, man, right, peace out, and I'll check you. And I'm definitely we going to be talking about these tracks and get these things done, yo. And you have a wonderful evening. And we got another caller in, too.
Peace, Queen.
All right, we got another call in. We got a 571. I don't even know that area code. Somebody help me out here. What is the 5? I'm trying to click my mouse on it, but, you know, Blog Talk is acting crazy. I can only see. Okay, there we go. All right, 571. I got 571 on the line. Who we got on the line?
How you doing? This is Shamia Nicole. How are you this evening?
Hey, y'all, this is our guest, Shamir Nicole, the lady of the hour. I didn't recognize that 571. I'm like, wait a minute, I've never heard of 571 before. That's like, what? I'm thinking that's somewhere on the West Coast somewhere. How you doing, Mommy?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am good. Man, I'm telling y'all, let me just tell y'all right now, fellas, you know, she is gorgeous. Y'all need to, you know, whoever's listening out there, fellas, have your friends call in because, you know, she's a looker. She's a stunner. No homo. Let me just put out there.
Thank you.
No homo.
You are beautiful yourself.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
this is our guest for the evening. Let me just tell y'all, she is an MC. I don't even, you know, one thing about me, when it comes to a rap artist, and MC, if they are really the truth and they really are a straight up, you know, lyricist, I don't like to call you rappers. I call you either rap artists or MCs. Y'all, let me tell you, she is a true MC. I actually, you know, I've heard her stuff before, you know, like maybe a year ago, and then I went back and revisited it. And, yo, I mean, it's just like recently it just hit me that she sounds like Eve. I mean, she just reminds me of the and let me just tell you, y'all, she's repping the DMV. For y'all don't know, the DMV is Washington, D.C. Yeah, D.C.
That's right. I'm from Landover. I'm from Maryland. Absolutely.
That's right. And I moved here from B.A. I flew from B.A. to G.A. Here I am. So I know about the DMV area, and I got plenty of family there. But, yeah, she's hailing from the DMV area. She's doing her thing, y'all. And like I said, I went back and revisited some of her music, and I actually saw one of her performances at a party. And I'm like, dang, I didn't know she was, like, raw like that. Like, her flow is, like, sick. And it's funny because the guest before her is from the DMV area as well, Seneca the Misfit, who I'm a very big fan of. And she probably knows him, you know, it's a small world, but they kind of remind me of each other, you know, and like that rawness. And y'all, I'm going to play his song later on in the show. You know, I always play one of his songs. I can't help it. I got to hear Take 'Em Back no matter what. But, yes. I mean, like, yeah, she is the truth, y'all. She just reminds me of just that Eve, but just from the DMV area. And anyone knows me that knows that Eve is my favorite, you know, rap artist, MC, female MC, besides Lil' Kim.
Yes,
So Shamir Nicole, I mean, I've been looking at your bio, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what's you know, what made you love music, or what made you, you know, when did you realize that you wanted to be a rap artist or MC?
Well, I think at a young age, you know, a lot of us, you know, coming from different areas, a lot of us grew to hip-hop at a young age when it was real music, when you had real artists to choose from. You could choose from Boogie Down Productions or N.W.A. or Queen Latifah. I came up in that area. I came up with real artists and real music. So for me, it was the words and what was being spoken about. And a lot of times it touched or censored or drew to something that I was going through or something that I was experiencing at the time. So in a lot of ways, it gave me a release, a platform. It gave me a way to kind of eliminate certain thoughts and feelings that I may have had about whatever situation may have been going on. It gave me that release. And I think just as music grew, it gave me, you know, when you start out listening to, like I said, Queen Latifah, and like Salt and Pepper was my favorite group in the world, and it was like, oh my God, just to be Salt was like everything. And then I grew, you know, I was young at that time, and my mom was young, so of course, you know, she's bopping, I'm bopping with her. And
I know that's right.
Yeah, so I got to a point where I could buy my music, and now I'm 14 and 15 years old, and Lil' Kim is out, and Eve is out, and Foxy is out, and it's such a it was such an empowered at one point from Queen Latifah and Ladies First, and then I'm more empowered now because I feel like I can do what I want to do, and some stuff I wouldn't do. Some stuff was, you know,
absolutely,
a little beyond my scope of understanding of what I would do, but it was the rawness, it was the realness, it was someone that was experiencing, again, the things that I was experiencing at that age. I mean, I've always been not necessarily the best on the block, but I've always been the sought-after young lady, and I've always had to be somewhat strong in order to maintain the fact that, yes, I am attractive, but don't come to me just off of that. And music really built me to that point. I mean, it may seem weird, but it's always been a part of my life, from waking up to it to going to sleep to it. It was just, it's like it's in your bones, you know. It's like it's just something
right.
that I could never release, you know. As many times as I say, you know, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm always drawn back to it because it's nothing like that release. It's nothing like that form of expression, and nobody can tell you that you're wrong.
That's right, I totally agree with that. I mean, and that's not weird what you just said. That's real what you just said. Like, I mean, I know for me, you know, being an artist and just loving music before becoming an artist,
I used to be mesmerized at, you know, certain artists on TV, you know, like certain artists even on the radio before I even saw what they looked like and, you know, on TV,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, you know, I mean, wait, I know I'm a little, I'm sure I'm a little older than you, so, you know, listening to, you know, I grew up listening to Loretta Lynn, and that's going to be, you know, you'll read that and the upcoming issue of Lawless Entertainment Magazine as I talk about my musical influences, and I was sitting there looking at, you know, your bio, and yeah, I saw where you kind of put emphasis and on Ladies First, that video. Let me just tell you, when I first saw Ladies First, and I saw Queen Latifah, you know, you had Moni Love, you had the Cookie Crew out there, you had, you had a variety of artists. Oh, yes, Harmony, yeah, a lot of people don't remember Harmony. She had that one little joint out that I used to love, but, yeah, and they were like a clique back then. They were like a clique.
Yeah.
They used to wear, you know, the African motif,
African,
you know, clothing.
Yep.
Yes, the hats, the earrings, the Egyptian earrings and stuff, you know, and I just thought that was so cool because everything was just so about being black. During that time, this is like, we're talking about the late 80s, it wasn't about being, you know, black or, you know, it just wasn't about being, you know, all about, okay, the motherland and you know, your fist raised in the air and all this stuff. It was about when Queen Latifah came out, even Salt and Pepper too, but Salt and Pepper, you know, they kind of empower women in a sexy sort of way, in a way that,
yeah.
okay, you can talk dirty, you know, you can say some little, you know, little things like, you know, you can use the word tramp, you can call another chick a tramp, you know, out in public on wax, and it ain't nothing, you know,
right.
you know, they did all those things, but Queen Latifah and Moni Love and that whole crew, Harmony, the Cookie Crew, Isis, I forget all about Isis, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They all kind of, you know, put a whole nother spin on it. Like, not only can you, you know, be a woman in this business and this rap, you know, business, you know, this genre, but you can also be empowered in a way that you actually come, you know, your delivery is like a dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not cookie cutter. You know, you're not dressing sexy. Your clothes ain't sticking to you. You know, you don't have any spandex. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're not looking sexy. You just really basically want to get a message across. And then, you know, them hanging with some of the best MCs in the world, you know, that whole, oh my God. I mean, getting goosebumps and chills just thinking about it. That whole clique, you know, you're talking about.
It was musical. It was magical. It was a family.
De La Soul. I mean, you had the Jungle Brothers. You had
Jungle
all
Brothers.
Them. Yes, you had them as a whole clique. You know what I'm saying? When they
That's
made
right.
Buddy, I was like, I was rude. I was through.
Lead a little new school. Yeah.
You could tell me, you know, I used to sing that Moni Love part, you know, well, ask the lady. I thought the Jungle Quest part was just maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
My part right there. But definitely, yeah, I mean, and I definitely, you know, I understand everything you just said, and it makes a lot of sense, you know. I mean, you being, you know, that and let me tell you, just have to reiterate, y'all, she's beautiful. She's gorgeous, and like I say, no homo. That's my disclaimer.
Thank you so much.
I'm not, you know, by kiss, by sexual, by nothing. You know, I'm about money.
That's
the only thing I'm about. You know what I'm saying?
You.
But
thank you very much.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, I mean, so, you know, I can imagine, you know, being growing up in Maryland and, you know, you being, I can just about know, you know, pretty much kind of what you kind of went through growing up being that light skin, as they call it, red bone chick, that pretty chick, you know, one of the prettiest ones, you know, on the block or whatever, or, you know, or on the street or in the neighborhood. And, you know, guys try to holler and thinking that, okay, well, she's pretty, you know, then she gonna soften up for me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm listening to you spit. I can't even imagine you softening up for nobody.
It took a long time. Let me say it is taking. It is a process. It is taking someone very different and someone very special before. I am not by any means, you know, sometimes that gets you in a little trouble sometimes, you know, it's not always the best, but,
right.
you know, sometimes it's like, you know, yeah, So it's,
I feel you. I mean, I know you're going with that. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you can be a little bit mouthy and a little bit, you know, give a little bit too lip and, you know, too much lip to the wrong dude and it don't pan out, you know, well, or don't pan out the way you thought it was going to pan out. But, I mean, hey, you're talking to a lady that don't lose tongue.
You know, the weird thing about it, I'm going to tell you the great thing, again, about being a writer and writing music is that you can be very, you know, I'm slick, but I know how, cause see, I've seen gentlemen these days, you know, and now it's a little bit different than, you know, but, you know, they can be a little rough on a young lady when she turns them down. So I've learned to master the art of the polite turn down. You know, you don't have to be so rough, and I'm learning that because I've literally had a man take apart his Burger King burger, like bun, lettuce, tomato, and just, like, throw it at me because my turn down.
Oh, wow.
It could have been a little better. It could have been a little better. I was a little bit younger. But I'm, you know, a lot of times I've just learned to use my words a little bit more appropriately.
Right. I mean, it's like, you know, my father used to always tell us, you know, it's more than one way to skin a cat. But he also used to tell us, and we used to laugh at him because we thought he was crazy by saying this. You know, I can hurt you. You know, I can hurt you more with words than without putting my. You know, he said, I can hurt you without even putting my hands on you. I'm like, okay, what the heck is he talking about?
Yeah.
You know, but
yes,
when I got older, I realized. You know, sometimes you ain't got to put, you know, like, I'm a fighter, and I know you're a fighter. You know, I don't have to put my hand on you to hurt you. I know you know how to get right to the core of your heart.
The tongue is powerful.
Part of your mind and say the worst thing ever to you to shut you down completely and pretty much, you know, just put a nail in the coffin as it pertains to me. Now, you might come out, you know, you might say something else you split to somebody else, but I guarantee you won't say it to me again. So, you know,
I know
about, you know, that tongue and knowing when to, you know, how to, you know, fold and just, you know, reword things and rethink what you're going to say before you say it, you know, and the delivery.
Right.
But I see that you take your delivery, the things that you want to say to these men out here in the streets, you put it in your lyrics. You put that delivery in your music, and I love it. I mean, like seriously. And then I was looking at something else. You like Otis Redding. I'm like, you know, she has not only is she a lyricist and she's just like straight hot with it and straight raw, but she has she's an old soul. You don't hear Oh my God, you don't hear many women or many, you know, people your age talking about an Otis Redding. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just doesn't happen. I mean, this man died in 1967, and neither one of us has thought about. So, you know, for me to read, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, well, I was very much so raised with my grandparents. My mother, of course, was there, but me and my mother were like my grandfather's apple. So when my mother got a little older, of course, she's going out. I'm home. So I'm getting woken up to come downstairs, and my aunts and my uncles downstairs, and, of course, they may have had them a taste or two. And it's no telling what may be on the record player. It's kids, it's people my age don't even know what a record player is. Yes, they would put an album on the record player. He had an extensive collection of music. And I would just be downstairs, and I would dance with them, and I would sing. And, I mean, to me, I was making videos. It was just like, that's how I was raised. So I can't help but to love. Like, it's a lot of, I can write it. Like, here, we have a radio station, 96.3. It's very, very mellow, very, I can ride all day and listen to it. I can listen to Otis Redding, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye. I love Tammy Terrell. I love older music. It's so heartfelt and it's so strong, and there was such a message in it. I want to know how you feel. I don't want to keep it. You know, shout out to all the artists that, you know, are doing their thing, but I like to hear what you feel. I don't want to just hear what is selling. I want to hear what you feel, because after a while, when you continue to play and record and sing the same things that everybody else is singing, pretty soon all of it sounds the same. You can hear 10 songs on the radio and all 10 somehow or another sound the same.
And
all
not only
of them
that,
are
yeah,
about the same thing.
I'm, one day. But you're right about that. You know, like, when you hear Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye sing Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, you know, it's like you knew that, and Marvin Gaye has said this in a lot of videos and a lot of, you know, video footage interviews or what have you, that he really loved Tammy Terrell. Not just a sisterly love, like a little sister love, because she was much younger than him. But
yes,
he loved her, you know, as a woman, you know. And
yes,
you could feel it. And she loved him, too. But except he was married to Berry Gordy's sister, and she was dating David Ruffin from The Temptations.
David Ruffin,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, both were, you know, taken. But you could tell by the way they look at each other's eyes. It's one footage I love looking at when they, you know, you see the infomercials of Motown and, you know, if they show Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye singing that song, it's this one particular performance, and I want to say it was on the Lawrence Welk show or something like that, where you can see that she had on the green dress and the bouffant hairdo, and
mm-hmm,
you looked into each other's
mm-hmm
eyes, and you knew that there was something there. I mean,
there was something there.
Music back then, it made you feel what they were feeling. Like, and I just like I talk about Bobby Womack, who is one of the reasons why I'm a songwriter to this very day. And one of the things, rest in peace. Yes, oh, my God. Bobby Womack.
His voice. It's his voice. I love his voice.
Yes. Girl, his voice. He had that raspy, soulful,
mm-hmm,
but gospel. He came from the church. But you can, I mean,
yes,
he had this voice that had so much conviction and so much honesty and truth in it that you knew when he said, a woman's got to have it, you knew, you better be listening to this dude. You know, I mean, he's telling you, you know, that he really means what he's saying because he's been through it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He makes you believe what he's saying because, you know he's been through it. It's like David Ruffin's voice. Like, I mean, come on now. You cannot tell me David Ruffin from The Temptations didn't have one of those voices that, I mean, the way he just beg and scream and like, oh, my God. And you know he was calling your name out. You might not have been talking to you,
yes,
but you felt like he was calling you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So definitely I
there
feel you on that. I definitely feel
heaven sent voices. Definitely
yes,
heaven sent voices.
Heaven sent voices. And also I'm looking at the fact that you love niggas with attitude.
That is like my guilty pleasure. I mean, I am such an Easy E fan. I love Ice Cube. I love Dr. Dre. I love Yella.
Yes.
I love Ren. I am just like, I love NWA. Like, they are just, to me, like, you got to imagine, okay? Like, my dad is, like, my mother's side is very, they're somewhat prim and proper, but my dad is like, oh, my God, it's five boys, and they all crazy as hell, and you know, I have both. So I'm about, say, I'm 12 years old, and my girlfriend's brother had the tape. He's older, so we stole the tape. And we're at my house listening to the tape, and we're looking at each other like, oh, my God, this is, like, the best shit ever. Me and my best friend is like, to me, like, me and her, it was like, do you hear what they're saying? Oh, my God. It was just, again, a different type of power, a different type, like you could feel the rage, you could feel the anger, you could feel the frustration. My neighborhood was a very close-knit neighborhood. It was one way in, one way out, and everyone, you know, a lot of parents, like my mother grew up in the same neighborhood I did, but right across the street was Palmer Park and Kentland. So that's like, that's the hood for real. So it's like this little girl that is like, oh my God, this is like, I'm feeling what is going on because I'm seeing it when I tiptoe across the street. But I have the pleasure of being away from it, and it made me feel something a little different. It gave me an understanding. Like I understood visually what so many people around me were going through because they couldn't express it like that. They couldn't make me feel what they were feeling. I'm seeing one thing, but I don't understand the pressure and the importance of it because if you watch it in one way, it can be glamorized and it can look beautiful. But if you watch it and listen to it from another standpoint, it makes you see the reality of it. So in a lot of ways, it kept me from necessarily having to be directly in it. I could kind of, okay, I see what they're doing over there. Well, let me go ahead and listen to Eazy-E and let him tell me about what's getting ready to happen to them. It was just, to me, it was like, this is, and in a lot of ways, I honestly thought that it was going to change certain things. I thought that it was going to be, I never knew that hip-hop would go through the, I thought everyone loved it. Like then, now everyone loves it. But then everyone didn't love it. And I thought, wow, this will make them understand. No.
Yeah,
but
I mean, exactly. I mean, but the thing is, it made them understand, but they didn't care. Because, I mean, after N.W.A. had put out, what, 2 albums, and Eazy-E put out a couple of solo albums. I think by the time the L.A. Riots, all of them had put out a solo album. So it's like the awareness was there. By that time, Tupacalypse had come out, Strictly for My Niggas had come out. So all these things were made aware of. It's just that it just got worse because they were like, okay, you know what? I'm going to take these N-I-G-G-A-Z's. I'm gonna put them in their place. You know, Ice-T come out with, Cop Killer. Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, when we did that, I couldn't do nothing but I just bowed to him. I mean, you know, I was a really big Ice-T fan back then. I really was. I mean, before he turned into what he is now, the you know, non-acting, I won't even get into that.
You don't think Ice-T can act?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but it's
man.
Like,
he played the same character every time, so he can't do but so bad.
Exactly. I mean, it's like when he came out with Cop Killer and then, you know, like George W. Bush the first. It's waging this war, against violence, but still the L.A. police are beating the hell out of young black
everybody.
Men.
Everybody.
You know, innocent.
Absolutely.
A young black man is driving a nice car, they get pulled over for no damn reason, So it definitely, I had the same sentiment that you had that it was maybe going to change something. Yeah, it changed something all right. It just made things worse. And then you have people like Charlton Heston.
Yes, it did.
Who was one of my favorite actors and stuff. And in this village, his opinion about guns and stuff, it doesn't weigh on me like that. But, you have him in the White House making speeches against, against weapons, selling weapons and stuff like that to, this person and that person. And he being the president of the, I think it was the, what is that, the association? NRA, yes. I knew the 3 acronym, but yeah, NRA, him being the president at the time and him waging this war against, rap, and he actually mentioned rappers. Eazy-E was invited to come to the White House. So I'm like, well, what was that conversation all about? I mean, then I start thinking, 3 years later, he comes up with HIV. I'm thinking like, okay, now I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I don't get into that, but I had to start thinking for a second, like, okay, what did they do to him up in there? What did they give him? But, we all know
what's
that Eazy-E was just like he was. He was easy. You know what I'm saying? So rest in peace,
Eazy-E.
All
of them were.
All of them. And let me just tell you a real, real quick history, and then we're going to bring this caller in. Our CEO, T.L. Lewis, the chairman, who I was co-host with, actually this slot right here, 8 to 10, the Greg Wine Show, which has moved to Friday night, which he's hosting that, on Friday night. He's the one with NWA back in the day. He was there, for, Dr. Dre beating Michelle. He was there during that time. I mean, he was working with these cats. Yes. He can tell you some stories. I mean, he got stories to tell. And I'm like, wow. I mean, that's why I'm just so in awe, and I respect him. I definitely look up to him because he's been in this business for a long time, and he knows what it's all about. And, not saying that he, went through some of the things that a lot of these cats went through, being out in L.A. and doing their thing, but he definitely was there to witness it. And, I definitely, my hats off to the chairman, for definitely pushing his way through that and becoming the person that he
That's
is.
Right.
But Shamir, let me bring this caller in. He's been holding for a minute. I got a 770 on the line. Who we got on the line, 770? All right, 770. Who we got on the line?
Hello?
Yes, 770, who we got on the line?
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you. Say something. Besides hello.
You can hear me? Can you hear me?
I mean, I can hear you. Who we got on the line?
This is Big Hans, Grandmaster Funk.
Big Hunch, what it do, y'all? This is my homie, Big Hunch. Grandmaster Funk, what it do? Thanks for calling in. What's going on with you?
Well, I was listening to your guest there when she was talking about the old-timers, because you know the documentary speaks on them, being I'm from a band family, you know, and I met some of them. And, you know, the documentary is Hip Hop Before Wax. I don't know if I was telling you about it, you know, besides the movie.
You can tell me about that.
Yeah, because there got to be an accurate depiction done. And I like what she was saying because I actually, for over 30 years, been saying the same thing. And when the technical revolution came in there, all the producers got lazy and the band started diminishing. And everybody started going towards computer production, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like an evolution, you know, because my era is early 70s on up, you know. My brother is the one that taught me this DJing, you know, in New York and South Jamaica, you know, back in like 69, 70. But we learned it from the old-timers.
Get a little bit of your history and stuff in this music game. Just tell us a little bit of your history.
Well, you know, I go back. I can tell you about the doc, but tell you my history. I go back to the 60s civil rights days when, you know, hip-hop before it started, you know, the civil rights leaders was calling on all the families in New York when they was busting blacks out to white schools to join in on the picketing and the boycotting. So what we did from South Jamaica, we were so isolated from the other boroughs, we was just banging on the buses. The Double Dutch girls would come up with little nursery rhymes and we would come up with more. I would go home and write more every day. We would take turns with it. So, you know, that story wasn't told on how that was done because, you know, I'm from Play Street. Everybody was creative there, but the other boroughs didn't come down unless they had an escort. And they branched out. So it seemed like all five boroughs came up with their own style of hip-hop. No one really knew who started what genre because there were so many. But the rhymes were the same. My deal is now I do remixes, but I use a lot of the old soul style music and infuse it into Dirty South, Northern style, West and Midwest, you know, as well as reggae. I still work with a lot of the greats. You know, I just came up from Miami last year working with some folks, you know, Ian Sweetness, Hot 105, Tonto Irie, you know, 98, Marky B. You know what I'm saying? And they want me to come out of retirement. So I'm ready to do something with that down there.
Come on out.
You know? And I'm glad to hear, you know, people like you got on your show speak on that, how the soul is lost and a lot of these songs sound the same. Yeah,
right.
That's a good guess right there. That's real education.
Yeah.
You know? And you know me, I'm real exclusive. I work with a lot of A-list folks, but I'm real exclusive with it. So, you know, I came back to Georgia now and, you know, to plant my feet. I got a few artists. A couple came from Sony last week that come here. I got the Underground Railroad open for artists that know me that can get in contact with me. Got rooms for them in the whole nine, you know, and they're in and out, in and out. I hook them up. That's it. Everybody around me got to be strong because that's the era I came from. And so many folks in these mixtapes I made gave me shouts on the mixtapes with my other assumed names. Because I go by different names and I put out stuff, you know. So I'm just enlightened. This is the second time I listened to your show since you told me. And I had to call in because I really like what she was saying, you know, about, you know, the old school, you know, for real. And I sent you some mixes of me and Kid Flash and stuff like that just now in your email so you can see what I'm up to. So we're working on that movie. The writers are paid and when it comes out, it'll be something more accurate than what they're showing you about Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash. You know, don't get me wrong. Some of the people she named, I work with. Some of the people she named, I got stories for in the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, you know, back in the Bismarck days and Shan and Molly Maw.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, as well as Public Enemy.
About some projects, you know, that we're going to be doing together. I mean, this is somebody you definitely want to know and someone definitely that's enriched in the hip-hop culture because he's been around for a long time. And, you know, you really pretty much can't tell him too much of nothing that he don't already know.
That's right. Well,
pretty much. I mean, I've been a student. Yeah, I've been a student of life. I checked out. I work with some of everybody. I took a couple of years off, and I'm just now coming back to Atlanta maybe about 2 months ago. And I'm starting to work with a lot, you know, more folks as well as non-for-profit organizations on educating, you know, folks on green technologies as well in the shop classes in school districts. And I got other folks coming in, other agencies coming in to help me out with these things. You know, so it's not just music, you know, you got to evolve. And I like the way you were saying you don't like to call people rappers. Because anybody that know me, no, I don't deal with rappers.
No,
we call it shooting the gift.
I call this stuff that's out here now, I call them rappers. But people like who I got as my guest tonight, like Shamir Nicole, Seneca the Misfit, I mean, like it's a few others. I don't like to call them rappers because they're not rappers. You know, I think of a rapper.
Yeah,
I think of
exactly.
Let me tell you what I think about a rapper. I think about a rapper as a bubblegum rapper, like the hover, you know, what's that, the yellow and blue bubblegum rapper. I think about that, that's 5 cent
gum.
Yeah,
that's
now,
the thing, you know.
Artist,
I've been in artist development over 30 years. I know what you're talking about. And the reason why I say back in my day you shoot the gift, you know what I'm saying, if anybody can rap, this is why the churches and other organizations were backing me on the documentary so that they could see where hip-hop really came from and the style came from, you know. But they got to realize there's another documentary that came out. I was just in touch with the Furtado brothers, the King of Queens, and they had me check out the forefathers of hip-hop, which is like DJ Small, Disco Twins. You know, they was at my going-away party in 80 when I left New York, you know, to branch out because nobody – actually, I left before then – and did shows out of town in New York when hip-hop hadn't spread out of New York yet. See what I mean? And I was taking over those little towns, you know, under the radar. In the documentary, I tell you why I was under the radar so many years. I had to tell the Furtado brothers the same line, you know. If they look at the King of Queens Foundation in the documentary, you know, they reference our family, you know, and some of them. We all grew up Crown Lodge, you know. So,
no doubt.
I got another caller in,
and then after that, we're going to get into some of Shamir Nicole's music. Let me tell get on up out your seats. Ladies, if you're listening, get on up out your seats. Get ready to drop something, pop something, lock something, and just move something and twerk something, baby. Hold on. We got this 919 caller in. Just give me a minute here. Blog Talk is acting crazy today. I don't like that, but it's all right. I'm going to make it do what it do. 919, who we got on the line? We know it's no Takalaki. Come on in.
You already know who it is. It's your one and only Ty.
What's up?
What's happening, baby?
Not much. I mean, we up here, we talking about some real stuff. We talking about some real stuff for sure, you know, talking about hot hip-hop, you know. I mean, you know, we got a great guest tonight, Mr. Shamir Nicole out of the DMV area, who is a FMC MC rap artist. Don't call a rapper. I'm going to tell you that right now. Don't call a rapper. She's not a rapper. She's an MC.
How you doing?
No doubt. But, yes, that's what we got going on. We had a topic earlier and stuff, but, you know, forget the topic because we're talking about some real stuff right now, and I like the way, you know, I like the direction the show is going right about now. So what you got going on?
Nothing much, man. Just maintaining, you know, trying to defy the odds of a young.
I heard that. Well, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with maintaining and stuff, you know. I mean, you got to do that in order to live in this world. I mean, once you stop maintaining, you know, you're going to start, you know, things going to fall apart. You know, your life is just going to be, you know, just what it is. It's just going to be a mess. So you ain't nothing wrong with maintaining.
Yeah, I'm too arrogant to let that happen.
Well, I know that.
Don't do me like that, man.
No, I know that.
But nah, man, I was just
coming
in a little late, man. I'm just getting off work or not trying to get situated. I wanted to sit back and learn something tonight. Speaking on the topic, I never really know too much about, so I wanted to learn.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, you just sit back. We definitely about to get into some Shamir Nicole joints. Like I said, ladies, get up off your feet. I mean, if you got some guys with you, go ahead and bend over and start tucking for them. Because we about to get into some Shamir Nicole joints.
That's that tumor stuff coming out of you right now. Tone it down, man. I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
You know, come on now. Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? You talking to Ember Queen.
I forgot. I had a blind moment. I forgot.
I don't know
I
the meaning of tone
sound.
It is. That's what it is. All right. Well, you just hold on for a second and stay with us. Big Hunch, I want you to stay with us as well. We about to get into some Shamir Nicole joints. We about to get into this In the Clouds, and then we got a couple more.
I got that flow, you know I got that style. Man, I'm something you ain't seen in a while. We smoke and throw, you know we got that loud. That shit that keep me dwelling in the clouds.
In here, fuck with mine. We does it every time. Replay and press rewind. Shut it down from the door, going all night. Ass is shaking, pussy popping, and I just might let them get a bite. Only if the dollar's right. Not here to fight. Too cute for that. But if you push it, put your brains on the tarmac. Okay, I'm back. Leave the dumb shit. A bit bipolar, both us bitches back to six. Switch it real quick, never a
I got
trick.
That flow, you know I got that style. Man, I'm something you ain't seen in a while. We smoke and throw, you know we got that loud. That shit that keep me dwelling in the clouds.
Feeling great, looking good, 750 through the hood. See the bitch, goose and shimmy, wish a bitch would. Wish they could.
good, take a moment, shorty, step into my world. Little bad red girl, here to take you on a whirl. Get a ass plenty time, that was set to end. Chanel shades, black I'm out. Hazels under the lens, give a smile to the haters as I breathe my day. I mean, who really gives a fuck what I lose? I gotta say, I'm all with it if it ending in shim getting paid. I ain't laying on my back and I ain't giving a brain. Honey, conversation costs, now how much can you pay? Show my high class broad any time of the day. 5 minutes with the kid, bet you wish he's a pet. Never something what they plotting, let it fly in the air. Laughing hard at the dummies trying to end in my lane. A little bad, little game, never ending my brain.
It's all about me, bitch, it's all about me. It's all about me, bitch, it's all about me. How you talking about me, bitch, it's all about me. It's all about me, bitch, it's all about me. It's all about me, bitch, it's all about me. It's all about me, bitch, it's all about me.
Everywhere I go, life like a show. Life, camera, action when I walk through the door. You never get enough, shim short of lies. Walking picture show, every day a surprise. Closets labeled up, truly should be a crime. Shimmer, shiny quarter, half is barely a dime. So sit back, take a listen, let me spit you a rhyme. Won't see this here often, how I know it's my time. I ain't lying, I'm the best, there won't be no denying. You may wave me if you choose, put it all on the line. And I was born without a path, so I stand where I land. Making tracks through the earth, nothing changing my plans. So you best get ready, faculty stand tall. Cause y'all got me hyped up, understand I'm wrong. Get your best round up, shimmy here for the cup. And I'ma snatch it cause I bag it, it ain't never been luck.
Wherever we show up, in the party, in the club, she ain't known as number one. Single bottles, we begun. We assemble, set for fun. Freaking hallway, rip and run. On the waitress, gives a fuck. When they see us starting up, they be like, run the music pumping loud. Watch me jump up on the couch.
Racks on racks, rubber band stacks.
Pop it, shake it, drop it, now show them what to do with it. Pop it, shake it, drop it, now show them what to do with it. Pop it, shake it, drop it, now show them what to do with it. What to do with it, show them what to do with it. Pop it, shake it, drop it, now show them what to do with it. Pop it, shake it, drop it, now show them what to do with it. Pop it, shake it, drop it, now show them what to do with it. What to do with it, show them what to do with it. Got him shouting through the crowd, but the music's just so loud. He looking silly, yelling out. I'm not gonna say I shut him down. It's just right now I'm on my mouth. The
input in the sound. Racks on racks, rock the band stacks.
Yes, 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 you just heard three of Shamir Nicole's joint. Now, ladies, tell me it didn't make y'all want to bounce something, drop something, twerk something, or do something. But I'm saying, like, I mean, no, no, no problem. Like, I mean, like, really, like, I really, really am feeling your, you know, your just your style, your delivery, your voice and everything, your voice inflection and just, you know, just how you say your words and how you got some little Ken in you. I'm telling you, you got Eve, you got a little Ken in you, you got some Foxy in you, you got all of them in you. The ones who I really, really love and I respect and who I think that are really real femcees and not rappers, but they're actually rap artists and they always gonna have respect. They always, you know, those three. It's more. It's more. Don't get me wrong, but I'm saying, you know, the ones that I can say that you remind me of. You know, definitely. They're the ones that, you know, brought the raunchiness out. The, you know, talking about, you know, the, you know, body parts of this and that and the third. And, you know, I mean, they brought that to the forefront when Salt and Pepper just kind of eased it out of there. You know, Lil' Kim and Foxy, right. And, you know, you had Eve, you know, they just came out and just spit it, you know. Even Trina, but Trina's a rapper, so I can't put her in that category. Sorry. But anyway. But
yeah, you know.
No shade on nobody.
But to be truthfully honest, I feel that no artist, no female artist cannot. We all are built off of each other. You can't say that you don't have any of this. Like, if you really can spit and you really are a female and you really are into your sexy, you have a little bit of all of them in you, because who's mm-hmm. to say that we would feel as comfortable in such a male-dominated genre? It's so male-dominated. You have to grab their attention, but not only grab their attention, you have to say something. Because if you don't say something once you have their attention, it's going to be it ain't going to be the attention that you was looking for all the time. So if you are a artist and you're really about writing and you're really about expressing how you feel as a woman, because every woman has that sexy day. Every woman, we're women. We're contradictory to everything. And it's just how we were built. So we have those days where we feel like we want to shoot you, and we have those days where we just want to love and hug and kiss you. And you have that in all of them, and if you really dig down and you're really expressing yourself and not just doing what you're being told to do, or not even being told, if you just feel like maybe this is what's going to sell, I do it because I love it. I do it because I cannot honestly say that I've made thousands and millions of dollars out of it, but I've been doing it since I was 17. So obviously it's a reason to it. You know, it is. Again, it's that power. It's the power of a pen. When you can sit
you're just saying that, you know, you didn't make millions and stuff. But let me just say, y'all, let me just run down. I'm one to, if someone is shining, I like to make them shine more, because that's just what I do. I'm not that chick, and I'm not that artist that's putting anyone down. I'm not that artist that, you know, afraid to compliment another artist. That's just not what I do. But let me just give you all a rundown of, you know, what Miss Shamir Nicole has done in this industry so far. You know, she has performed with the likes of Daddy Yankee, you know, one of the biggest reggaeton artists ever. You know, he's like the biggest. Ivy Queen. I mean, everybody know who Ivy Queen is. Lil Jon and Lil Scrappy. I mean, you know, I mean, come on now. Lil Jon and Lil Scrappy kind of had a movement going on in
05,
you know.
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh. The crunk. Come on now. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, so you know everything was crunk to five for a very long time. So for to be able to do that, I mean, that's just, that's major to me. And y'all, listen to this. Lil Wayne, one of the hottest rappers ever.
Yeah.
Like, one of the hottest. I'm not going to say he's one of the best, but I feel him. I love Lil Wayne, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, one of the hottest artists to ever do it. I mean, so many albums, made so many babies. That's another story. That's none of my business. But anyway, I mean, but still, the fact that she's, you know, she's done shows with Lil Wayne, 112. You know, people might say, okay, 112, they has-beens. They're not has-beens. They came from Bad Boy. That's major.
I have to be honest. You know, I gotta give a shout out to my Bodego family. We ran through so many shows, you know, and I gotta give so much love to them, because that is where I really got to experience and got to really be on major stages and able to really be able to rub elbows and be able to perform with those names, and that was such an amazing time, and it got so crazy so fast, you know. But I definitely have to give a shout out to them, shout out to Sleeve, shout out to Bear, Shout out to Big Nas. Shout out to Handsome Fat, Lavelle, Big Corey. I gotta give shout outs to Big Nas. You know, if anybody I'm forgetting, please forgive. But when it comes to them, Bull City Birds, I can't forget him. You know, I really gotta give big shout out to them because those boys really help breathe me and help make me the type of artist that I am, and the type of artist not to be afraid to be grimy and not to be afraid to not always have to speak about being sexual. I definitely cannot forget them and always have to give love to them because without them, I would not have been able to make it to certain levels like that and be able to have the talent that I have. Not to say I wouldn't have made it to that point, but to be able to grab that stage and to take a hold of it, it's one thing to be able to write. It's one thing to be able to rap. It's one thing to be able to perform. You have to be able to get on that stage, and you have to be able to show and express what it is that you're saying. You got to make the people believe it, and you got to make the people feel that it is nothing that you're saying that is false. Nothing that you're saying is made up, and everything is true. And if you do not have a certain foundation and a certain build and a certain guidance. You have to have the right guidance because you can be pulled any type of way in this industry. It's a lot of different ways that you can go, but you have to be able to stay true to yourself. And those guys, all men, I was always little sis, and they always took care of me. And I just got to give a big shout out to them because they put me on those stages and threw me in the front of them and made sure that, no, it's six boys up on this stage. You need to get in the front and make sure that they see you and that they know that you are a star. And that is why I can sit down now and I can write those lyrics with confidence and I can perform them and I can spit them with confidence because I was encouraged to do so. There's no more building an artist. They just grab them how they are and throw them out there. But you have to, every job comes a training period. Right. And every job you have a training period. And during that training period, you are taught the basics at the least of what you need to perform this job. And they're not doing that anymore. And I have to really show appreciation for that because without them, I could sound like any old body else random that just picked up a pen and pad and threw some words together.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm really loving about, you know, everything you're saying. I mean, you know, not only are you real, but you're telling the truth. You know the reality of this business. You've been around long enough, and you're not just taking this business and just like, okay, well, I'm pretty. I'm attractive. I got a nice sexy body, and you know I'm going, you know, just make my way through that way. No, you learn what it takes to be an artist, not just a rap artist, and not just a femc, but you've taken this thing, you know, to a whole other level. You know, you may not be where you want to be, you know, but you're going there. You're gonna get there because you have the attitude of, I don't know it all, but I've been taught by the best, and I still got a lot to learn, and you're very humble about it. And you are right on every level with everything you said because, let me tell you, for me being an artist, and Hans can say this, you know, he can attest to this, being in the studio, it's fun. I mean, I love being in the studio because it's nothing like creating.
That is
nothing.
Work, honey.
It's nothing like it. But when you have to perform those songs, I mean, if you're going to be in a studio, if you're a serious artist, eventually you're going to have to come out that booth. You're going to have to put on some clothes. You're going to have to get on a stage. You're going to have to get in front of a mic, and you're going to have to get on that mic and do what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And some people don't have that. Some people don't.
That's
I mean, there's a lot of artists out here. I mean, and I'll say some names because me, I keep it all the way real. It's no disrespect, but it's just real. You know, like how, I mean, and I love this chick. I really do. I love her. I actually had the pleasure of meeting her once back in 07 at Jermaine Dupri's his old club. That was they had out back in the day. What was it? Studio 72. That's what it was. Studio 72. I had to think about it. But anyway, I had the pleasure of meeting Ashanti, and let me just say, love Ashanti as a person. She is really bubbly, and she is very, she's a really nice personality. She really does. Like, she, you know, from her helping out my friend that was sick in the bathroom, that was throwing up, you know, her offering to help, and stuff, that made me, like, look at her, like, and Nelly's on the stage and everything, and it was like the BET Hip Hop After Party, and her showing my friend love. That made me feel really, really good. But let me just get to the what I really want to say. You know, you would think that this girl has had 5 record deals. Now she's independent now. She has her own record label. Shout out to Bravehearts, which is now you know, Ashanti's insignia. That is her label. She's indie now. And, I mean,
okay.
Her hat's off to her. Indian and being a businesswoman, you know, being that woman that her mother taught her, and businesswoman and artist her mother taught her to be. But come on.
All right.
You know, I mean, she took a lot of flack. I mean, and she took it with stride. I mean, she took it, and she never really, like, you know, was negative about it. She never, I'm sure she had days where she probably balled up and cried when no one knew, but you know, people just really, really crucified her when she first came out for not being able to sing that well. And, yeah, she's had a lot of lessons, and she sounds much better. But, you know, once she leaves that booth and stuff, you know, she's not a dancer. You know, she, in fact, I'm gonna point this out. I was looking at, I was on some website, I can't remember what website it was, and they were talking about, you know, Ashanti's performance. You got to see Ashanti's performance on the Queen Latifah show. You know, and this was just, like, recently. And literally, I said, oh, boy, I don't know what they about to do, what am I about to see. Is she gonna fall like Michelle Williams did on from Destiny's Child on 106 and Park? What's going to happen? So, I mean, you know, so I clicked on, I hit play, and, you know, looking at her performance of her new song that she got with Rick Ross, which is actually a hot little joint. And her performing that joint made me not even like the joint anymore because, I mean, she has no rhythm. She can't dance. And you would think being in the business this long and being a performer this long, you know, that would come like second nature at this point. I know when you don't have it, you don't have it. But, you know, I mean, Carrie Hilson really didn't have it either for a long time. You know, come on, but she learned how to dance. She, you know, she can actually perform. I mean, I've seen her perform and she actually can perform. Yeah, she actually
has singers. You have singers,
and
you have entertainers.
And then she actually has gotten, you know, better. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean,
and
I look at artists like that.
Think about this. If Michael Jackson still sounds the same way that he sounds, but did not perform the way that he did, if he performed, say, like Luther Vandross performed, do you think he would be as big a star as he was? He's not the best singer, but when a performance, that man, nothing on this earth to date can touch that man's performance. But it's because it doesn't matter really what, he can miss a note or two. You wouldn't even notice because he's spinning around and he's bending and he's a performer. Beyonce,
exactly.
A lot of people want to stab me. I love my Beyonce, Virgo Nation. You know, I love her. I love her to death. But if she just stood still and sung, do you really think she would be the biggest artist that she is? It's a difference.
No, she would not. And it's a lot of components to that situation right there. If they didn't make her to look what they call this new term, black a pin, although she's Cajun, Creole, whatever you want to call it, she's still a black woman at the end of the day, and they try to make her look, you know, like, you know, like Farrah Fawcett, they try to make her like a European woman and stuff. And if she wasn't, you know, had a wind blowing her, you know, that's a part of her performance. She like her fans blowing in her hair. And her,
you better have that
fan to the sky. And she didn't, you are so right about that, Shamir Nicole. You are so right because if she didn't do none of that stuff, and if that girl cannot move her body the way she could, then that girl can move her body. I don't think that she would be who she is. And I'm surprised that she does not have a title at this point because everybody, you got the King of Pop, you had the Princess of Pop, which was Whitney Houston, you had the Queen of Soul, and R&B, which was Aretha Franklin, you had the Queen of Hip-Hop R&B, which is Mary J. Blige, you had the King of Rock, which is Elvis, but...
Don't forget the Master of Funk, which is
the Beyonce, the queen of something. I mean, or something.
That
kind
of
amazes me.
Yeah, well, Mary J is the queen of R&B soul, so she can't have that. But Beyonce
right.
is, you know, you
you know, they've made this woman so bad that all she has to be is Beyonce. And that's at its own. And that is branding and marketing at its best.
101.
Because right now, it's nothing. You have to literally spin on your head and do acrobatics as a new female R&B artist. You have no lane. There is Beyonce and them, unfortunately, she doesn't have to be the queen of anything. It's just her name alone, and that is definitely, again, entertainment.
Exactly.
And
Miss Carter, it's just that. I mean, that just speaks volumes. Just, you know, her
that's
calling
the
herself
on
Miss
the
Carter.
That's the cherry. That's the cherry.
Exactly. Just like Diana Ross. At some point, people stop calling her Diana Ross and start calling her Miss Ross. Same thing with Beyonce. They call her Miss Carter now. You know, that's why she named her last tour the Miss Carter Tour. And I thought that was very brilliant. That was very, very brilliant.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I just, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, I just feel like this. If you're gonna be a studio artist, be a studio artist. That's how I look at it. You know, make that back royalty money and make that, you know, back end money. But if you're not a performer, I don't feel like you should cheat your fans. You know, like
absolutely.
If you can't, you know, perform to a standard where your fans deserve, I just don't think that you really. I'm not gonna say you shouldn't be an artist because that's not for me to say, but I think you should do something to you know, engage your artist in some way, somehow. I mean, you have to make up for it because Beyonce, one thing I can say about Beyonce, you know, I'm not a huge Beyonce fan for different reasons, but I love to watch her perform. Same token, it's like that girl gives her all to her fans. You know that she loves her fans. She has a way about her that people don't know about, that, you know, she doesn't like to touch this and she doesn't do this, and that doesn't matter. At the end of the day, she gives her fans what they want. And she's not going to leave the stage, she's not going to leave the building until she know that her fans are satisfied. That means out there crying, fainting, you know, just hanging on the beehive, but she got this special section for her biggest fans. It's called the Beehive, and you know what I'm saying? She really gives it to her, just like Michael Jackson. He gave it to his fans. You knew he loved his fans, genuinely loved his
fans.
You got
to get that $200 show. You got to sell that
ticket. Exactly, and you can tell the difference, because when an artist get on there and perform, and then they walk off the stage, thank you, and bow, you know, that means you went out there to make a little money, you know, just you know, say that you did it, like a Keisha Cole or somebody like that
mm-hmm.
you did it. Now
mm-hmm.
you're going back to your dressing room, you're getting dressed, you're getting on a plane, and you're going back home or to your next date. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's a select few that really give their all. I mean, even like the Patti LaBelle. You know, Patti LaBelle, even a Fantasia, neither one of these ladies really dance. They take their shoes off and roll around on the floor. But the thing is, they're giving their artists that oomph. They're giving them diva. They're giving them, you know, everything. Not only they're giving them that, but they're giving them strong vocals. Fantasia show is off the chain. Fantasia don't even really dance. Now, she'll jump around the stage without her shoes on, but that she is not a dancer. But that chick got a stage presence and a performance out this world, let me just say. And shout out to Fantasia. I'm from Cacolac. And definitely she's from Cacolac, and definitely shout out to Fantasia, no doubt. No doubt.
Definitely.
Well, Shamir, let me just ask you this. What are your plans in the future? You know, what are your future plans for this business?
Well, right now I've been doing some writing. I'm working with a couple of artists in the area. Shout out to Texosa. Shout out to Big B. Shout out to BBU. You know, I'm doing some work with some people in the area. I have a few singles that we're looking to put out within the next few weeks, actually. So I'm working on something called Lessons in Contradictions, which is, again, what we were speaking on. And I feel like in life we go through several different stages. And I feel like the same lessons that we learn, we also learn at a young teenage age, we also learn contradictions to those lessons as we get older. So, you know, I'm just working on some things and looking forward to making my way down Atlanta within the next few weeks as well. And branching out and seeing.
We got a hook, girl. Definitely.
Absolutely.
And I got
absolutely.
I mean, I definitely, you know, since you said that, you know, just kind of looking into getting some shows, getting you on some shows, because I would give anything. At this point, I'm a fan. You know, I'm definitely a fan. I could say, yes, M. The Queen is a Shamir Nicole fan, so yeah, you heard it first and you heard it live. And I
thank
mean,
you.
You know, I will go to a show. I'll pay $10 to get in or $20 to get in to watch a Shamir Nicole show, because I've actually had the pleasure of seeing her perform, you know, on YouTube at a party and some other things I've seen on YouTube that I was really impressed by. And, you know, I mean,
oh,
not
I
to get
you.
Serious,
I love the things. I love her things.
Absolutely, no doubt. And like I said, you know, not to get spiritual, but I am that spiritual gal, and I must say, you know, it was a reason why I reached out to her. I reached out to her on social media, guys. I mean, you know, she and I, we never met, you know. And
that's right.
It's just something, it never, ever. I mean, you know, the only reason I know what she looked like is from, you know, looking at pictures on social media, and she's beautiful. Like I said again, y'all, she's a beautiful girl, no homo. But definitely, but I'm definitely a fan, and I can definitely see her going places. And I definitely, when she comes to Atlanta, I'm gonna make sure that if I can get some shows booked up or something lined up, or if you get something lined up, I will definitely be there. You can count on me, because, you know, I mean, it's not every day that you run into a female artist, a female MC, femc rap artist that can really spit. And you know what? And I'm going to ask you one last question before we get into this game, and we got a caller too. What do you feel about the state of hip-hop as it pertains to female hip-hop right now?
Now, you know, we're going to say again, we have not met, so these are solely my thoughts and my thoughts only.
Okay.
I want to make sure, do you want the politically correct? Or do you want the raw and real, which is what I really would like to give? I mean, that's really the way that I choose to go.
I want the raw and real, the empathic shell.
I feel that I really hope that this, I'm sure y'all know about it's a new show. I think it's coming on VH1 with some young ladies on it. I really hope that these young ladies that they have coming out, I really, really hope that this show does something and gives them an out, because right now there is one and only person. There's one person that is dominating, and you got, you know, you can love her, you can hate her, you can say what the hell you want, but you've got to give shots to Nicki Minaj, because she ran in and she dominated the game so much to the point that there is no competition. There is no female competition right now.
Like, pick the sign of Grand Hustle. How you feeling her?
Again, I'm going to say there is no competition. And let me say this. I love Nicki Minaj back when she was loving Lil' Kim. Because right now this is kind of fakeness what's going on. But I was a big fan of her YouTube stuff back when her hair was still long and crinkly and black, and she was still New York with the long nails, and that's when I was loving Lil' Kim. I mean, Nicki Minaj. When she got to the point of the very beginning when she got with Young Money, I was loving her. When she got to the different people and the characters, and I was kind of confused. So I can't say that I was the biggest and like the strongest fan. I can't say that. I love her art. I love the fact that she'll do whatever she wants. But she needs some competition.
Right.
She needs somebody that can spit, and they don't anybody.
I just
feel like somebody that we can relate to, number one, because I personally cannot relate to Iggy Azalea. Like, I thought she was
from
Australia.
Okay, I can't either.
I can't relate to her, you know what I'm saying?
Really,
like, just my thing is, if you are going, like, Eminem, I love Eminem, and not to make it a racial thing, I love Eminem, but Eminem stayed a white boy that could spit. So I have respect for that, because, damn, this white boy could spit. But with her, I see trying to be black, and maybe that's not what she's going for. Maybe this is really her, but I just don't grab that. I don't grab the realness, and I'm surprised. You know what I'm saying? I'm really surprised at the label that she's on, because I'm not grabbing any. I don't grab the realness from her, and unfortunately, I mean, I would love, I'm all about girl power, and, you know, I like I said, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity on your show, and I love that. We have to reach out and look out for each other, but I have to grab onto what's real, and I can't grab onto
Absolutely.
That. So, again, I'm going to say there is definitely, there's room for competition of a different, like, where's the Lauryn Hill? Where's the little Kim? Where's the Foxy? Where's the Trina?
Oh,
like, they
Hill
were all different in their own realm.
Yes.
I'm saying, where
yes.
are they in this generation? Like, where is the new
Absolutely.
Lauryn Hill?
And I'm
going
to tell you right
like
now, I got a Lauryn Hill out there. Her name is Brittany Shea. Shout out to Brittany Shea.
Her
mother's my homegirl. And let me tell you, this girl can sing like, and she actually sings like Lauryn Hill. And she actually did the remake to, she did a remix to Yayo, what's the cat, Snooty, whatever. But anyway, she actually did a better version than him, and he even told her that. So, yeah, it's a Lauryn Hill coming up. She's up and coming in Atlanta. She's from New Jersey originally.
Awesome.
So definitely, yeah, so definitely.
It's
but,
definitely
real
wrong.
Quick, I got a 678 caller real quick, and I let me bring this person in, and then we're going to get into this game real quick because we got about five. We're probably going to go over the, you know, a little bit over the show, but we're going to make it do what it do. 678, who we got?
This your boy from North Carolina.
Oh, what's up, JB? JB, you calling at the end of the show.
Yeah, I got busy. I forgot all about it.
All right, that's what's up. Well, you just hold on tight real quick. We're going to have to play this game real quick. I got to play this game. Every single guest that come on has to play this game. So hold tight and stay with us
all right.
the entire tip of the show. We got, what, 5 more minutes, or probably it's going to be about 8. So give me 1 second here. All right, so we're going to play the emphatic game, Ms. Shamir Nicole. Now, you have to answer. Yes, you have to answer these questions. You don't have any lifelines, and you cannot skip a question. You have to give me your honest answer because this is the emphatic show, and we keep it real here. All right,
all
first
right.
question. Ranch or blue cheese?
Ranch.
Okay. Prada bag or LV bag?
Prada.
Maryland or Virginia?
Maryland.
No, that's right. That's one of my favorite states. Wine or Ciroc?
Wine.
Columbus Short or Idris Elba?
Idris Elba. Twice.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Trey Songz or Jeannie Fine?
Genuine, home team. Shout out to Genuine.
Yes, sir. I knew you were going to say that. DMV, yeah.
That's right.
All right. All right. Last but not least, Audi or, well, actually, that is the last one, but Audi or Porsche Panamera or Lambo?
Porsche.
All right. And if you had your pick of any male artist that's out right now that you can spend one night with, I mean, every now, this is not a situation where there's nobody else left on the earth. I mean, just spend one night with, and, I mean, you know, whatever goes on. But if you can just spend one night with him, whether it's talking, you know, vibing on music, whatever this situation is, who would that male or female artist be?
Honestly, I would want, if I could spend the night and I can do whatever I want, I would take 50 Cent. And I'm going to say, let me tell you why. 50 Cent, he's okay to look at, but this man came into this business and raped it royally and quickly. And I just would like to know how he did this. I would like to know. I just want to know his mind and how he thinks and how he operates, because he took out Ja Rule by talking about him doing the same thing that he do. You singing rap, he singing rap, and you took him out. So I would love to spend a night and just talk to him. I really would. I don't find him. Yeah, I would just want to figure that out.
Yeah, I mean, I got a little 50 in me, I must say. I mean, I know how to stir up trouble and stir up controversy and say the right thing to get everybody just shaking. So, I mean, great answers. So, thank you, Shamir, for being a great sportsman and answer all the questions. I really appreciate it. Y'all, we at the end of the show, if y'all can believe it. It's been 2 hours. I cannot believe it.
Wow.
Big Hunt, give a couple of shout-outs real quick.
Yeah, I'd like to shout my homies down here from the A-List, that boy GP, my boy from Alabama, Twan Pleasure, and Lil Bootsy, as well as my homie locally right here as far as Annie Oakley, Camp Loyalty, and Diamond from Rough Riders. You know,
All right, that's what it is.
Y'all think.
All right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm good.
Okay, well, our guest, Shamir Nicole, give us some last shout-outs and how we hear your music.
Oh, sure. You can find me on Reverb Nation. You can also find me on YouTube, Shamir Nicole. I just wanted to give a shout-out to everybody in the DMV area that's working hard and putting everything it is into maintaining real music. And, of course, I'm going to give a shout-out to my Bodego family. I always got to keep them close to my heart. And, you know, just look out for me in the future.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, Shamir Nicole, I really appreciate you coming on the show. I really appreciate you showing Lawless Entertainment and the Emphatic Show love and gracing us with your knowledge, your old soul, and just, you know, your opinions and how you feel and, you know, just letting loose. And that's what we love here, you know, at the Emphatic Show. You know, M is about being real. I mean, you know, M-E-M-M is really my initial spelled backwards. So I'm not out here. I'm not a gimmick. I'm no joke. I'm real. I'm real with it. So I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm definitely will have you back. And definitely when you come to Atlanta, we will get together. We're going to make this happen. Y'all, so I got to give out some shout-outs myself. Y'all got to check out Lawless Entertainment Magazine that comes out next month. You know, we have the special Music Fever article or issue that's coming out next month. So if you want to check that out and check out this month's Lawless Entertainment Magazine, go to our website, which is www.lleemag.com, which stands for Lawless Entertainment Magazine. Also, if you want to get played on the Emphatic Show and on any of Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment shows, you know, send your music, your edited music to music@lawlessradio.com. And also, at the end of the day, and also, next coming up is B-Mo Slim Experience. He's coming up after me. He's another Lawless show at 11 o'clock, so check out B-Mo Slim if you want to experience him and that fool. But anyway, at the end of the day, I'm an artist as well, so if you want to check out me and my music, just go to my Reverb page forward slash M-E, spelled E-M-E-E. Check me out on SoundCloud, M-Q-O-A-P, which you know it stands for Queen of Afro Pop. Also, if you want to tweet me, you can tweet me at Queen of Afro Pop in all caps. That's right. I shout it out. Also, if you want to become my fan, my supporter, I hate the word fan, but my supporter, you know, go to my Facebook page / M-E Queen of Afro Pop. And also, if you want to IG me, Instagram me, and just look at my luscious booty, I'm just kidding, y'all. Just go to my Instagram page, which is M_QueenOfAfroPop. Yes, we have gone over, and let me tell you, this has been a great show. I thank you, Shamir Nicole, for coming on the show. I thank you for Big Hunch for showing your love. Thank you, Mr. JB. One of my teenage crushes. Thank you, Mr. Big Ty, you know, for calling in. Thank you for Rez, the Resistance, for calling in early. I thank everybody that called in and everybody that's tuning in. I love you guys, and, you know, keep supporting me because I damn sure am supporting you because it's Lawless and it's Emphatic, and I will see y'all next Wednesday. And I'm about to take y'all out with some Seneca the Misfit, one of my favorite rap songs to date. Take them back.
Yeah. Seneca. I be the illest profit with logic. Y'all know that God is with me. When I am vibing, you others jobbing is non-existent. Spit the passion over classes when crapping half of the map of shit. From this vocabulary, I'm not your average kid. I'm from the block with them 90s puffing that greenery. Bullets busting all through your body, changing your scenery. Too smooth like flossing with thick jewels. Been ruled ever since Ice Cube was running with Eazy-E. I killed them non-believers in them coliseums. Let they mama see them in the mausoleum. I'm a leisure. The fly crew, live and I provide you the rhyme too. Party banging, I'ma slide through like a visa. Diva, how I explain it. Home of the ravens, embracing the flame of dead on the pavement is how I leave ya. Good bringing the essence from dope slinging. I rep it with those bangers, no question I come to see ya. No disrespect, but we tired of you same old. Stopping me, I don't think so. Take a back like take a back like build up lyrics, I'm exercising the realest and death defying. Flooding my neck with diamonds to bless like I step with Gandhi. Some others recognize me, my records is jeopardizing. Impressed with the message rhyming, your posse's a bunch of zombies. I got the hood behind me, my homies is quick to snatch you, to visit and blitz you, leave you twisted like a triple axle. Got the emphasis, you have witnessed the infamous. Spitting lava to fire, it's hotter, change up your temperature. Y'all know Seneca's deeper than Machiavelli. Adversaries smoke them like Buddha and zigzag the Phillies. Sack a half a milli whenever I pack a building. Fading them haters that's frontin', they know they had to feel me and hear me to capture like directors with the actors filming. They happen, it's all yapping, I just grab them and smack them silly. Rather be humble driven than be on the road to riches, selling out just to get paper. Take them back like take them back like niggas that smoke off the ways of liquor, then ripping the razor pistol. I'm flipping the way I give you the streets, and it stays official. My people, they play position, wait for the signal that I give them. Let the razors split ya. We not suburbians, we coming out of murderland, swerving the burning man. He deserved to cut off his other hand. Homies is hustling, shuffling to the customers. Cops rushing these brothers and snitches, is trying to turn them in. Some type of cat, you find them bleeding, aiming gats like they quarterbacks. Have them catching borders like they ride receivers. Take them back like Jerusalem, times of Jesus. For the bottle popping, body rocking, dimes and divas. Like the kingpin with pride, I got supply the region. On these streets, never sleep, that's a sign of weakness. People heard me say I'm lacing the track. It's all factual, something natural. Take them back like